Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We focus on arts and entertainment. Joining me on the line, we welcome Polane Ramaphosa, who's an actor playing Mamelo in the performance of The Cry of Winnie Mandela. Polane, good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon to you, Michael, and your listeners.
Oh, great to have you on board. Sorry, I cut you there. Polane, thanks. Sorry about that. Thanks for availing your time to chat to us about the play. Born on September the 26th, 1936, died the 2nd of April, 2018, at the age of 81, if my mathematics is correct. That's quite a lifespan to cover. But of course, now The Cry of Winnie Mandela. Let's begin with the play itself. What exactly is it all about? Which time frame is it really looking at? Or are we looking at the entire lifespan of Winnie Mandela?
We are looking at the entire lifespan of Winnie Mandela. The period of, when she waited for Mr. Mandela to come back, those 27 years. But also, we touch a little bit on everything that has happened to her during that waiting period. Okay. As an activist, as a political figure, as a mother, as a sister, as a friend, and as a church lady also. But the nice thing about this is we're touching on all other women that have also waited with her knowingly or unknowingly.
Okay.
That have also waited for their husbands to return, that have the unacknowledged pillars of society.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let's look at the preparations for the performance. Who is playing Winnie Mandela? You're playing Mamelo. And there are key figures. There are key players in the play. Take us through them.
So when you come to the theater, you'd realize there's only one male who portrays the character of the writer of the play, Mr. Mm-hmm. Njabulo Ndebele, and is played by the incredible Leslie Made.
Okay.
And you're also going to come across four women that also have their own stories of waiting, there's Rami Tweni, who'll be playing the character of Man Niti from Lesotho. There's going to be Ayanda Sibisi, now Pambana, who's going to be playing the character of Delisiwe Dalsisko Sana. There's going to be Siyasanga Papu, who plays the role of Marara, also from Johannesburg. And there's going to be myself, Polane, playing the role of Mamelo. So the role of Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela will be played by the incredible Thembisa Mdoda Nxumalo.
Okay. All right. So, Polane, you pointed out a distinct period in time when the ladies were going through, you could say, the pinnacle of the apartheid era and awaiting their husbands. And it was really a time of great pressure. How does this play differ to the last time you had the play? Or have you added anything more? Or is it on similar grounds?
You know, honestly, Michael, even if it's the same script, you can never see the same thing twice. So there has been a lot of work that has been done to tighten the play because, if you remember, the last time we had the play was the first time it was being mounted at the Market Theatre.
Right. Okay.
So it was also our first installations as the characters.
Okay.
But now it had the opportunity to come back. So obviously our director sat down and did the work and tweaked where she could tweak and she tightened where she could tighten. So it is still the same script, but you are going to see a different spin and a different offering from what you saw last time.
Okay. Polane, my controller, I think, is indicating to me, I think we have to go to a commercial break right now. When we come back, let's expand on the preparations for this performance. Once again, Polane, thanks for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Polane Ramaphosa, actor playing Mamelo in the performance of The Cry of Winnie Mandela. We'll be back after this.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, time check is just about going 20 to 4. If you've just joined us, if you've just tuned in, welcome to the first hour of the Afternoon Overdrive on 11.9 High FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Joining me on the line, we have Polani Ramaphosa, an actor playing Mamelo in the performance of The Cry of Winnie Mandela. This play taking place at the Marker Theatre. Polani, once again, thanks for joining us. I always get excited with plays, with the stage, and you know, setting up form sets, or call it what you may. What effort went into the background of this performance in terms of effects and in terms of props? Anything? Of course, I'm asking the same question as to what I asked earlier on. Anything different between what you portrayed before compared to now?
Well, the emotional journey has been different. The growth in the characters has been different. I mean, if I can tell you that some of us, Ayanda obviously got married in December. So she comes back now as a real married woman now.
Okay.
You know, to play this character of another married woman.
Right.
I've grown tremendously. When I went on holiday, I put a lot of work into my spirituality, into my physicality, and all of that. So I come back also a different person.
I can well imagine.
To play the same character. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when I played the character before, I was going through my own things, which ended, and now I'm in the middle of other things. So it can never really be the same.
Sure, indeed.
You can never approach the character the same. And also, you have to remember, as a human being, as a person that grows every day, you experience different things also every day on the road, in your family, within your colleagues, and all of that. So how you bring yourself to the character daily is a completely different way of showing up to how you did it yesterday.
Indeed.
I mean, the consistency of playing that character with the same and the same staging, all of that will always be there. But as a person that's been given an opportunity to play the character, you can never play the same character the same way twice.
Indeed.
Even in one day.
I can well imagine, Polani. Speaking of which, the shows have been going on since the 26th of February, am I correct? And they will be carrying on into late March. How is the show being received so far?
It has been an honor to perform this play. Like, everywhere we have been, we've literally been having full houses.
Wow.
We just, our season in Cape Town, about 3 weeks of running there on full houses every night.
Okay.
And now we're back at theater, and it's the same thing. Even the last time we played it last year, it was literally a stampede, you know, to get the tickets. So we really appreciate the support that we're getting from everyone that has shown up to the theater so far.
Polani, you've mentioned Cape Town. I do see on the website, so that was the Baxter Theatre, am I correct? And besides Cape Town, does the Marker Theatre intend taking this anywhere else in the country?
I think the Market intends to take the show somewhere else, but I mean, obviously, we have not been informed yet.
Okay.
As soon as they have secured everything that they need to do, then the Market will inform the team if we are taking the play anywhere else.
Okay, so this is from the 26th of February. It already started then till the 23rd of March. Is there any indication that there could be reruns during the course of the year?
Well, we are hoping so.
Sure.
We're definitely hoping so. We have not heard anything yet. There has been a lot of interest in the play. But until things have been signed, sealed, and delivered, we will just say not yet.
Indeed. Polani, okay, so I'm well aware we're talking about The Cry of Winnie Mandela, which you and your fellow actors are involved in. I don't know if you could possibly expand on what else one can look forward to at the Marker Theatre. What is happening there at the moment? Sorry, have I put you on a spot there? I didn't mean to, but yes. I don't know if there's anything you'd want to put out there regarding the Marker Theatre and what else one can look forward to at the Marker Theatre.
Well, the one thing I can tell you, Michael, is that the Marker Theatre always has stuff running. I mean, as much as we now have The Cry of Winnie Mandela running there.
Sure.
There are other things that are happening in the other different theatres, but it's not like they're resident. They're coming in and out. Some of them are concerts, they come in and out. But if anybody needs that, it needs any information of that on that, I would strongly advise them to go onto the Market Theatre website to check what else they can look forward to seeing at the Market Theatre at the Prior Mandela.
Okay, we will recap on that a little later on. Something I was meaning to ask you, Polani, in preparation for the performance, how long does it take with the rehearsals and preparing for each act? Take us through a bit of the mechanics involved behind there.
So normally we would start with rehearsals, which would take maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks at the most. And then we will start with the previews. And I'm talking about the new script.
Okay.
And start with the previews. And then from the previews, we do open, then it's a season. But with this one, we didn't have that much time for the Cry of Winnie Mandela to come back.
Okay.
Because the play that had been done before.
All right.
We didn't have that. We only had a week to prepare before we went to town. Which means that the person that plays Winnie now, because it's a new person compared to the other actor we had.
Right, as you mentioned, of course.
Mm-hmm. It means they only had a week to prepare before our kick.
Wow. Okay.
So it was more difficult for them than it was for us because, I mean, obviously we knew the script beforehand and she didn't. But I can tell you that it did not look like that. It did not even feel like that on stage. Because she just jumped into that river with those crocodiles, and she's like, "I'm gonna swim."
Oh boy! Okay, Polani, is there anything you'd like to put out there regarding the Market Theatre? What I do is I always invite my guests to at least, promote something regarding the Market Theatre. In this case, no doubt, yes, you would like to put it out there regarding the Cry of Winnie Mandela. But looking at theatre in general, perhaps maybe you'd like to encourage people to come forward and at least explore their talents and, consider it as a type of career. I'm just putting it out there as an example. What would you like to mention regarding the Market Theatre and all your endeavors so far with it?
Actually, that's amazing because there are a lot of people that don't know that they can take acting as a career. And the Market Theatre Lab actually offers classes.
Okay. All right.
You need to go onto the website and check because I think for this year the applications are closed. But I know that they do open towards the end of the year, every year, to open up for the students that are coming to learn there.
Okay.
So there is a lot of training that is being done at the theater itself. And also the Market Theater has spaces that you can book for your events. There's the Gramadulas that you can book. If you've got like an office thing.
Okay.
That
a corporate event. Is that what you're talking about? Meetings? Business meetings? Okay.
Yes. Great. The business meetings and the caterings. You can actually liaise with people at the Market Theatre for stuff like that. It's actually such a beautiful space to uncover for those people that are not used to going to theatre. And actually, I've met a lot of people that have come to different shows that have been playing at the Market in December, and most of them said it was the first time they walked into a theater space.
Wow.
They didn't know what to expect. They didn't know what it was. And these are people that are used to probably being on their phones and watching things and watching movies and all of that. But having the experience of theater, live theater, seeing people on stage breathing and saying words and remembering so many things and acting out stories. It was a completely new experience for them. I would actually encourage everybody that has been or that has ever attended any theater before that it's actually cheaper than going to the movies.
Okay, one can imagine. Well, I got a whiff of how much movie tickets cost the other day, and it certainly differs from my day and age. But okay, that's for another discussion. But sorry, Polani, carry on.
Yeah, but then now there's also the side of the students that would like to be associated with the Market. You can get there and be under training. There's a lot of classes at the lab that people can acting, movement and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So I would encourage those people that don't know much about theater to just, you know, to visit the market. There is actually safe parking at the Newtown Junction.
Okay.
It's also affordable. I think it's rents a day. And on the weekend is not $5, if I'm not mistaken. But it's safe parking. And you walk straight, you know, out of the mall straight into the market theater and back there. And there's security everywhere. Because that's another thing that people were saying, I want to go to the market, but it's in the middle of town. Is it safe? Yes, that area is safe. There is a lot that's being done to make sure that it's safe for the theater people that are coming there. Also, there's a restaurant around the market that people can go to. It plays a lot of live jazz.
Okay, so then that's right up my alley. Jazz. Okay.
Yes.
And how often do those performances take place?
I think almost every weekend.
Wow.
I think almost every weekend, because normally the people that come to see the show, some of them would start at the jazz and then come and see a show, because obviously a show is like an hour, 20 minutes. Then they go back to the jazz side and then they can head home. Yeah.
Polani,
it's such a beautiful space to be in.
Well, I'm certain you've enticed a lot of people out there from what you've just outlined, Polani. Let's put it out there, www.markettheatre.co.za. Am I correct? www.markettheatre.co.za. And that's where we'll find out all about what's happening at the Market Theatre. And of course, take it from there. As you say, Polani, people can find out more about activities happening within the area of the Market Center. Polani, thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive, and everything of the best for The Cry of Winnie Mandela. I wish I could go and see this play, but okay. Polani Ramapwana, actor playing Marmelo in the performance of The Cry of Winnie Mandela.